Well, while the people in the Philippines deal with the horror that too much water can bring, California is grappling with the opposite problem. It's on track to experience its driest year in more than 160 years of record keeping. Bill Patzert is a climate scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Caltech in Pasadena, and he's with us now. Bill Patzert, how dry is it?
Well, we've had a very dry decade here, and for dry, what counts is the long run. Since January here in Southern California, we've had less than 3 inches of rainfall. And so in terms of water, we're definitely on our knees here in the West.
And just to put that in perspective, I see that if Southern California gets 15 inches of rainfall in a year, that's enough to supply about 5 million people with the water that they need. Of course, the region has some 22 million people in it.
Well, here in the West, many years ago, we made a decision to import our water from all over the West, from the Colorado River, from Northern California. And so here in the West, we have some of the greatest water infrastructure in the world, but some of the driest conditions.
Yeah, well, and that's the question. Is that water infrastructure that you have and the water that you import going to do it, especially if there is a drought in, as there is right now, in other parts of the West where you get your water from?
Well, of course, we all share the water. The Colorado serves 7 states and 6 Indian nations, and right now it's fully allocated and everybody wants more. Water is tight. And it'll probably get tighter with another dry year.
If there is a wet winter, if there's a lot of snow, and of course in the mountains in California there has not been over the last couple of years, but if there is a very snowy winter, how much would that help the situation?
Well, you know, of course any snowpack and any rainfall is a welcome here in the West, but in the long term, you have to remember that the population center of the United States a switch from the Northeast and the Midwest to the Southwest and the West. And so here in Southern California, the population in the last 50 years has quadrupled. And so in the long run, we're really going to have to be thinking how we allocate our water all over the West. Who gets it? The urban areas, the agricultural areas. And of course, another problem is that we've tapped out our great aquifer supplies here in California and around the rest of the Southwest. And so we're headed in the long run towards a water crisis.
Well, what's the long run? How long until you get there?
Well, in 50 to 100 years, if population continues to double and maybe even triple, my goodness, that would be something, wouldn't it? There will be a genuine crisis. And it will threaten really the entire fabric or civilization here in the American West.
What needs to be done? What's already being done? What's not being done yet to deal with this?
You know, we've done a lot in terms of water conservation in the West. We're probably the stingiest water users all over the United States. But, you know, when you fly from L.A. to Boston, before you get to the Mississippi, everything is brown.
Yeah.
So you have to remember the natural state here in the West is dry, whereas in the East, it's wet. And so building a civilization in a fundamentally dry location, right, has great risk. And we're looking forward to all the challenges that those risks will engender.
I noticed one thing that you've said about this, which is that part of the problem in terms of planning is that the 20th century was, in fact, among the wettest for the state in centuries, in 2,000 years. So a lot of the planning for what kind of water would be coming was done based on a historic anomaly.
If we did plan the West, well, that's a good question all by itself. But when we look back on the tree ring records for the American West and the Southwest, over the last 2,000 years, the 20th century, which was the century in which we built this great civilization in the West, was one of the wettest in the last 2,000 years. And so if the next century is more like, for instance, the 11th century, where there was an 80-year drought in the West, then we're in big trouble.
Bill Patzert is a climate scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Caltech in Pasadena, California. Bill Patzert, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.